Pope Francis issued Amoris Laetitia, or The Joy of Love, last week, a 256-page document that doesn't lay out new doctrine, but did encourage more openness to people living in what the church considers non-traditional relationships.
The document called on priests to be more open to Catholics who are divorced or who are part of same-sex couples and unmarried couples that live together. It's received mixed responses from Catholic communities, some relieved that it didn't change church rules, others disappointed that it didn't go far enough.
To hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think of what the Pope said? Do your personal views usually line up with the official views of your faith, whichever faith it is, or are there areas of disagreement? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We've posted some research from the Pew Research Center about American Catholics. Again, you can call in 800-642-1234. Joining us now to talk about how American Catholics view family structures and connections that the church considers non-traditional, we have Jessica Martinez with us. She's a senior researcher at Pew Research Center who contributes to the center's reporting on religion in the U.S. Jessica, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, a core idea of your research seems to be that the ideas of the official church, in this case the Catholic Church, and its practitioners here in the United States don't always match up one-to-one. What kind of disagreements or disjunctions do you find?
Yeah, well, we did a survey just last year in advance of Pope Francis coming to the U.S. for the World Meeting of Families that largely focused on Catholics and what they think about family and various family arrangements and relationships. And we find that U.S. Catholics are largely accepting of this variety of so-called non-traditional family arrangements, and they would really like for the church to be more accepting as well. So roughly 6 in 10 Catholics, for example, think that the church should allow Catholics who are living with a romantic partner without being married to participate in communion. And a similar share think the church should allow those who have been remarried after a divorce without having gotten an annulment to receive communion. And they're largely accepting also of people living together without being married, even of children being raised in these kinds of environments. So they're very accepting of these kinds of family arrangements, and they'd like for the church to become more accepting as well.
Well, that brings us to this document from Pope Francis. As I looked through parts of it, it's a long document, and as other people have read it, it's not saying the church is changing its policies on cohabitation or birth control or same-sex marriage, but it says from country to country, the local Catholic officials can have different approaches on how open they are, and it seems like they're suggesting that the church hierarchy can be more open to people outside of that traditional one man, one woman, having kids kind of marriage. Do you see the church in some ways, at least in tone, meeting public opinion halfway?
Well, it certainly seems like the tone of this document is in line with what Catholics have told us in surveys about what they would like to see the church doing. Of course, like you said, it's not making any doctrinal changes, and so it's not going as far as what some Catholics would like to see. But at the same time that we ask people whether they would like to see these kinds of changes, we also ask whether they think they're likely to occur in the next few decades. And Catholics were less likely to think that these sorts of changes will actually take place than to say they think they ought to take place.
I want to get a picture of religion here in Wisconsin and Catholicism in particular. What do you know from your research there at Pew?
Yeah, well, we know from our religious landscape study, which was a large-scale survey of more than 35,000 people in the U.S. that we conducted in 2014, so it allows us to look at state-by-state figures. In Wisconsin, about 7 in 10 Wisconsin adults identify with a Christian faith, and this includes just over 4 in 10 who identify with a Protestant faith, and about a quarter who consider themselves Catholic. Another quarter or so who are religiously unaffiliated, so the group that we sometimes refer to as religious nuns, N-O-N-E-S, and that they say they have no particular religion or that they're atheist or agnostic. And then smaller shares, roughly 4% or so in Wisconsin, who identify with non-Christian faiths like Judaism or Islam or Buddhism.
And your data, at least nationally, tries to get a sense of the influence of Catholicism. So how many people, when we look at not just practicing Catholics, but lapsed Catholics, people who consider themselves, I think the phrase was cultural Catholics, how many people have interacted with Catholicism in a key way in their lives at some point?
Yeah, so in the survey that I mentioned that we did last year in May and June of 2015, we asked in the same way we always do about religious affiliation and found, you know, roughly one in five people, adults in the U.S., identify as Catholic. But we also wanted to know about broader connections to Catholicism. So we also asked for those who did not identify Catholicism as their religious identity, if they consider themselves to be Catholic or partially Catholic in any way or not. And we also ask questions about having been raised Catholic and other kinds of connections, to, you know, being married to a Catholic or having Catholic parents. And we find, all in all, roughly 45% of people have some kind of close connection to Catholicism in this way. That includes about 1 in 10 U.S. adults who we call cultural Catholics in our analysis. And that's people who said their religion was either, you know, Protestantism, or maybe they don't have a particular religion. But when we asked the follow-up of whether they consider themselves to be Catholic or partially Catholic in any way, they said, yes, indeed, they do. Many of those folks were raised Catholic. And then there's another 1 in 10 or so people who were raised Catholic but no longer identify as such when we ask the question about religious identity, and also say no when we ask if they still consider themselves to be Catholic or partially Catholic in any way. And that's the group that we called ex-Catholics in our analysis.
Talking to Jessica Martinez with the Pew Research Center, looking at religion in the United States, Catholicism in particular, and views of family structure, traditional family structure as described by the Catholic Church, a new document from Pope Francis, not changing anything in Catholic doctrine related to, say, divorced people, to same-sex marriage, to people living together outside the bonds of marriage, but suggesting that church officials have a more open stance toward them, make sure they don't exclude them from the faith. We'll go down to our callers at 800-642-1234. We've got Adam with us on the line in Milwaukee. Adam, hi.
Hi, I am a 25-year-old gay male living in Wisconsin, and I was raised Catholic and confirmed Catholic, and I've always considered faith to be a very important part of who I am, and I have been so pleased with this Pope. Everything that he's done, from talking about, you know, who he believes can get into heaven, and now with this new idea of family structure, I don't think anyone in the LGBT community is expecting them to change, you know, what the Bible says and change that. But to have someone be truly embodying what it means to be Christian and spreading that love, I'm often asked, you know, how can you be gay and Catholic? You know, when Catholics say that being gay is so wrong. And, you know, it's great to have a Pope who says it doesn't matter, you know, what happens outside, as long as you, you know, believe in our love and are a good person. And so I think he's done great things, and I'm hoping that he will bring more young people and more LGBT people, you know, some of the people who need faith the most, back into the Catholic Church.
Adam, I want to ask, you've mentioned the Pope and you've mentioned doctrine. How about the Catholic community you interact with in Milwaukee? Do you feel part of that community?
You know, and yeah, absolutely. I think that there's obviously some people who don't know that I'm gay, but the majority of people who know that I'm gay in the church have been very, very accepting and very tolerant. It's obviously not something that we like discuss at church, but you know, I've gone to church with my partner, and they are very accepting and know that we are Christians and we are good people, and we, you know, the fact that I happen to be in a relationship with a man, and you know, doesn't define me who I am and doesn't define me in the eyes of God, and they see that. So it's good to see that a Pope, you know, starting to preach the message of love and acceptance, you know, rather than hate and ostracizing a group of people.
Adam, thanks for sharing your experience. Jessica, one thing he mentioned there, he said, I think something like he doesn't expect the church ultimately to change its official position on same-sex marriage. I know you've done work on surveying Catholics on whether they think the church will change its positions on family matters. What kind of things did you find out?
Yeah, well, we find that close to half of Catholics think that the church should recognize the marriages of gay and lesbian couples. Overall, Catholics are somewhat divided on whether the church should or should not. They're less likely to think that it will happen. Just over a third think that in the next few decades, perhaps the church will come around and recognize same-sex marriages. Outside of the church context, Catholics have become increasingly likely to say they're in favor of same-sex marriage being legal more generally, and they really look a lot like the general public overall on this matter, where the general public has moved pretty quickly in the last decade or so towards saying they think that same-sex marriage should be legal. So more saying it should be, more Catholics saying it should be a legal option than saying the church should actually recognize it, but still a fairly large group of people saying that they think the church should recognize same-sex marriages as well.
Thanks, Adam. We'll go now to Esther in Grays Lake. Esther, hi.
Hi.
What do you think, Esther?
Maybe I don't really understand what the Pope has said, but I just don't necessarily agree with it, just at first blush. Being a divorced Catholic, I just feel like my ex-husband, who was the one that decided in our relationship that he no longer wanted to be married, so I really didn't have a say in my destiny. He left and now is living with a divorced Catholic woman. And I feel, in my opinion, that they're living in sin. The marriage is one of the sacraments of the church. And I just feel like giving them a pass to say, it's okay, is wrong. And I think I find it insulting to people like myself.
Esther, thanks a lot for the call. And Jessica, there are people who are in line with what the Pope's saying or want more, and there are definitely Catholics in your research who think this kind of thing might go too far. Is that right?
Yes, certainly. About a third of Catholics do not think that the church should allow cohabiting Catholics to receive communion, and a similar share say they don't think that the church should allow those who have remarried without an annulment to receive communion either. So it's certainly not a unanimous opinion among Catholics that the church should make these kinds of changes.
We're talking to Jessica Martinez, senior researcher at the Pew Research Center, looking at American Catholics' attitudes toward non-traditional family structures.
And we want to hear from you. Are you a Catholic who's chosen a more traditional family structure, or maybe you've adopted a family lifestyle that is contrary to some of the church's teachings? Should the church be more welcoming to people who've been divorced or to same-sex couples? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Again, that's 800-642-1234. We're continuing our conversation with Jessica Martinez, senior researcher at Pew Research Center. The Pope released The Joy of Love last week, a document that many have noted has a tone that seems more open to Catholics living in non-traditional families. We're talking about American Catholics' attitudes toward families, especially things like divorce, LGBT life, and contraception, and where they might differ from church doctrine.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. How does religion, how does your faith play into how you've made decisions about your family, and does your practice line up with your church, your religious organization's teachings? Maybe you're a religious leader who's had to advise members of your congregation on matters of family, divorce, and relationships. Call in now. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go back to our callers now with Ryan in River Falls. Ryan, hi.
Hi. Wanted to comment. I was raised by a Catholic family. I'm confirmed Catholic, I guess, technically speaking, but I don't practice any of that anymore. I'm not religious, but to me, it just seems like when the church comes out with these statements and people seem to be very happy and they're being, more understanding and all of this kind of thing. To me, it seems very clear that the church, when they come out with statements like this, is just, to me, it seems like an attempt to avoid criticism and negate some of the things that they have been harshly criticized for in the past, rather than just, doing it in, a genuinely, nice way. Because if you really look at the history of the Christian faith, the Catholic faith, it's been pretty clear that for you know, centuries, this whole thing has been, you know, same-sex marriage, non-traditional family situations, it's all been looked down upon heavily. And to me, it just seems very clear that the church is just trying to avoid some of the criticism that they have received for that.
All right, Ryan, thanks a lot for the call. And Jessica, I know based on your research, you probably can't explore the motives behind what the church is doing. But if it is, in fact, speaking to public opinion, that might be tricky because public opinion is divided among Catholics, isn't it?
That's certainly the case. You know, on some of these topics, it's a majority of Catholics who'd like to see some change. But on others, like, you know, the issue of same-sex marriage that we talked about briefly, Catholics are relatively divided over whether they think the church should make any changes to be more welcoming or not.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call, Ryan. And you were touching on this a little earlier. I wanted to dig into some more of the data you have. You surveyed Catholics on different types of family setup and whether they viewed them as good as any other family, acceptable but not as good, or unacceptable. A man and a woman with kids, pretty much everybody you surveyed was all for that. What did you find with other types of families?
Right. So it certainly seems to be the case that, you know, a vast majority of Catholics think this so-called traditional arrangement of a mother and father raising children is sort of an ideal situation. But we also find majorities of Catholics saying it's at least acceptable to some degree for children to be raised by unmarried parents who are living together, so cohabiting, or to be raised by a gay or lesbian couple, to be raised by single parents or divorced parents. And then just sort of taking children out of the equation, large majorities of Catholics think it's acceptable and as good as any other way of life for a husband and wife to choose not to have children at all, or for a man and a woman to cohabit outside of marriage. And nearly half say it's acceptable and as good as any other way of life for a same-sex couple to cohabit. So lots of acceptance sort of across the board on these various kinds of arrangements that we asked about.
Talking to Jessica Martinez from the Pew Research Center, looking at a new document from the Pope on family structure. No major changes, no changes in doctrine, but an invitation to be more open to what the church considers non-traditional family arrangements. I will go back to our callers with Simon now in Madison. Simon, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I'm Catholic. I'm a father of three. I'm married, and, you know, I frankly don't really care. People's beliefs are what they are, and they should be able to be who they want to be with. It's much more important to, you know, accept and try to help people than to try to judge other people about how they choose to live their life. You know, on the issue of parenting, I'd much rather have two same-sex really good parents than two individuals who don't really care for each other and don't provide a good home for the child. Just because they're married and Catholic doesn't mean they're good parents.
All right, Simon, thanks a lot for that call. And Jessica, we've heard from people who are disagreeing with their church to a greater or lesser extent. Maybe this is getting too much into the realm of psychology for the research you've done, but in your polling, at least, do you find that that creates a tension among people, that they're Catholics, they're in the church all the way, but there are these substantial differences?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because what we see is that, you know, there are a lot of folks in the U.S. who identify as Catholic, who have a very positive view of their church, of their Pope. You know, 7 in 10 Catholics tell us they can't imagine ever leaving the church, no matter what. But they don't have a problem necessarily disagreeing with some of these teachings of the church and expressing the fact that they disagree. And so while you might sort of expect that there'd be some kind of tension here, really we find it common that people might disagree with certain aspects of doctrine while still very much holding on to the Catholic identity and expressing, you know, positive views about their church overall.
Thanks a lot for the call. One point I want to get into, Jessica, I know part of your research is on Latinos and religion in America. Any striking differences between Latinos in America and the rest of the population on these issues?
Well, just kind of thinking broadly about the trends that we've been seeing in religion in the United States, we find that the share who identify with no particular religion has been increasing in the United States more broadly, and we see this among Latinos as well. But nonetheless, Catholicism is still sort of the predominant faith among Latinos, and Latinos, in fact, make up about a third of all Catholics in the United States. So a big portion of Catholics in the United States are Latino, and they tend to agree somewhat more with the church on these issues than white non-Hispanic Catholics. So tend to be somewhat more in line with church teachings on some of these various issues.
We'll leave it there for now. Jessica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Jessica Martinez. She's a senior researcher at Pew Research Center. She's been talking to us about American Catholics' views on family life and non-traditional relationships, following up on Pope Francis's recent document looking at family relationships and how the Catholic Church views them. No changes in doctrine, but an invitation to local church officials to maybe be more open to unmarried couples, divorced people, and same-sex couples. You can continue sharing your thoughts, by the way, over at the Central Time Facebook page.